In the section of Lo'olam Mihei Adam, again, this was created at a time when the Jewish people, or to commemorate a time when the Jewish people were not allowed to recite the Kriyat Shema, so they recited it before they came to Shul in private. That's Lo'olam Mihei Adam Mirei Shemayim B'Seser. They were fearing God in private. V'dover Emes Bilvavo, we're saying the truth in our hearts, and we're not doing this publicly. And then essentially the next paragraph we're saying, who are we? Who are we to come to pray to God? Ma'anu Machayinu Machastenu. And then we say, well, we really shouldn't be able to come close to God. However, we're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. We are the descendants of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, who has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we are obligated to thank Hashem. Leficha nachu chayim lahodos l'chol l'shebecha l'farecha u'levarech l'kadesh v'losek shevach v'odel l'shmecha. Therefore, we are obligated to praise Hashem. And Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, we're so happy with our portion. Ashreinu shanachti mashkim ma'arivim erev vokavarim pa'im chayim shema Yisrael. We're so happy that we can wake up in the morning and in the evening. We can say, Shema Yisrael Hashem al-Kedah Hashem achad. So we are so excited about this opportunity to say Shema, express our faith in God, both in the morning and the evening. In the Yalkut Shemoni, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much, as it were, appreciates what we do as well. The Yalkut Shemoni in Parshas Veschanan, Remez Tuf Lamed Vav, states, B'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mabit Bolomo, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks in his world, V'roa, Bote Tartios, Ubate Karkasios, Yoshvim, Betach, Vishanan, Vishalvim, Ubase Mikdash Ucharev, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there are stadiums and circuses that are open and that are secure, and our temple, our Base HaMikdash, is destroyed. Humistakel Bafilion Olamo Lachrivo, he says, you know, I want to destroy this. I don't need the world anymore. If my Base HaMikdash is not around, there's no one to serve me in my temple. Because my temple is destroyed, what's the purpose of the world? Kevan she Yisrael nichnasim shachris lebate kneisios lebate midrashes umyachdim shmo vaomim shma Yisrael. Once Kla Yisrael enter into the shuls in the mornings, and they say Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then miskabzim kol malachi asher etzel kadosh baruch hu vaomim lefanav. Then all the angels turn to God as it were, and they say, Atahu Achlo Nivra Olam, Atahu Mishanivra Olam, Atahu Balamazev, Atahu Balam Haba, Kadesh Eshimcha Makdish Shemecha. The angels turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we say Shema Yisrael. And the angels say the paragraph that we recite following Shema Yisrael of Atahu Achlo Nivra Olam, because we cause the angels to pray God. Then miyad noched dato shal Kadosh Baruch Hu ve'enu machriv olamo. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not destroy his world. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, which is easy access or an easy opportunity for us to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when we say Shema, and we say it with a full heart and tremendous kavana, affirming our commitment to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that one line of Shema Yisrael, that's enough to keep the world in existence.